Let's do it. Sucko!
This is Chubby Ray Live. And here is your host, Mr. Ray Lytle.
Yo, 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 what's up, people? It is Chubby Ray Live. My name is Ray Lytle. Welcome to a Tuesday news day, which means Gorilla will be giving us news very quickly. My name is Ray Lytle. With me, as always, the one and only Gully.
Hello.
And the one and only Vanilla Gorilla.
Hello, Raymond.
How are you, my friend?
Eating.
And what are you eating today, Gorilla? What is the Gorilla having for
Hershey, maybe hot dogs and mac and cheese.
Well, it's a fine meal for an 8-year-old.
Did you cut it into tiny, manageable chunks?
I do. I think it's very cool that your wife actually cooked for you.
Actually, I'll just say, this is the 6th meal.
Oh, wow.
She's cooked me since we've been married. Or together, not just married. And this one is very good. I'm actually very impressed.
Maybe you'll let her sleep in the bed with you tonight.
Yeah, she needs to cook more meals.
Yeah. For those that have not been regularly tuning in, the saga of Gorilla's marriage has been a sad one, to be quite honest.
Very heartfelt and heartwarming.
Yes. Not sure what's going on there.
It's not as bad as you make it out, right? Mac and cheese is really good. You should try some.
Do you love her more for making you this meal?
I can't
hear anything. I don't know what that was. I just... Rah, rah, rah. All I heard was
Nom, nom, nom.
All I heard was gnawing.
And I miss my mac and cheese. It's good enough for me.
Cookie.
Screw you,
DC. For those that don't know, we started this... the first week of the show. Gorilla revealed that he and his wife he was getting a new bed.
That was episode 3, Ray.
And, yes, you might want to go listen to episode 3 if you would like to hear the beginning of this. Gorilla said he and his wife were getting a new bed. And, he was getting a new bed. And I said, oh, it's great, you and your wife get a new bed. And he said, no, just him.
That's not exactly how it started.
Well, I mean, it started with you talking about the new bed. And then we revealed that you're sleeping in separate bedrooms. And since then, I've said... A marriage cannot survive people sleeping in separate bedrooms.
Very true, I think.
And it also led Gully and I to come to the conclusion that you're having troubles in your marriage.
Not having troubles.
We're convinced of it. And then you said yesterday you said something that leads me to believe that there's more trouble in this marriage than you're letting on.
What did I say, Ray?
You were on the show yesterday.
Yes, I was, Ray.
You said... that over the Valentine's weekend, you and your wife didn't go out to dinner, you went out to lunch.
We did, we went out to lunch on Saturday.
You also let it slip that you, at no point, had sex over the weekend.
There's nothing wrong with that, right?
Who doesn't have sex on Valentine's weekend?
I know a lot of people don't have sex on Valentine's Day weekend.
Who aren't an invalid or over the age of 80?
That's like half the people I work with, man, didn't have sex for the weekend.
That are married?
Yeah.
How many, really?
Did you conduct a quiz or a
poll? Were you just going around asking people?
I just asked people how their weekend went.
Mm-hmm.
Valentine's Day is just another day, Ray.
No, Valentine's Day is not just another day. Valentine's Day for couples is a day of loving... Oh, boy. Here we go.
You're not 12. You're not in the locker room.
Is that your wife that's...
Uh-oh.
Is that your wife?
Yes, right.
No more macaroni for you.
That's right. I got my plate already.
So now she's yelling. So she's yelling because you revealed that you didn't have sex.
I don't really think it's that big of a deal, but...
Well, that's... You'll be on the... last meal you'll be getting there.
Your wife just popped into our chat room and said that I need to shut up.
It's kind of hard to do when you run a talk show, you know?
I tell your wife I'm sorry. I can't. How can I be quiet? I do a talk show. I have to speak.
Just happens to be the topic of conversation right now. She didn't tell me to shut up. So
she seems very angry. Your wife seems very angry. Is she angry at you or angry at me?
Oh, I'm sure she's angry at me.
All right. Just need to make sure.
She's told me to piss off now, so I guess she's
and
angry.
And I'm just yelling at Gully in the chat. I don't know. I'm just concerned. I like both of you. I want to see you stay married. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
That is my only ulterior motive.
I understand.
Because I'm hoping the best for your relationship.
I understand, Ray.
Do I need to have Hillbilly Joe come back on and give you tips on the successful marriage?
No.
Because I can do that.
No.
I can do that very easily.
No.
It might have some good advice, though.
We did that once before. Joe gave tips.
Well, I don't think he's been following them because he's only getting macaroni and hot dogs.
What do they call macaroni and hot dogs there?
So you
exactly the same as you call it?
He said, you said that this is only the sixth time in your marriage that your wife has cooked for you.
Yes, and two of them were not, one of them especially was not edible. And
really?
Made me vomit. Yeah, oh yeah. And she burnt it bad. I can't remember what it was. It was like Hamburger Helper or something. But it was like burnt.
I know that in the chat room, DC said that your wife was very angry when she was just screaming in the background.
Yeah, she was...
And he makes a good point. He says, I hear lack of sex can make a person angry.
Yeah, that's being known.
And your wife is screaming in the background. I'm just pointing it out.
Next should be throwing plates at you.
What did she say about the woman that you had in your bedroom yesterday?
Well, she knew she was here, right?
That was not an issue.
No.
What about her flashing a bra?
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
Should have gone back and watched the replay.
I can't watch my cam on the replay.
Oh, that's right. You can't watch your cam. Oh, that's right. We can't see your cam.
Oh. So you could pretty much do what you like?
Damn, that's right. We couldn't watch it on the replay. I should have thought of that. Should have found a way to put it on. Oh well. Well, Gorilla, please forgive me for trying to help you out.
I appreciate it, Ray. Let's just not have Joe back on.
I would like to think if I was having marital trouble like you obviously are, that one of my friends would step up and try to help me.
I would help you, Ray.
My marriage was crumbling like a
house with dry rot.
Like a Haitian hut.
Like a mud hut in a landslide.
I would want my own personal Angelina Jolie to fly on down and help my marriage out.
I'll help you, Ray.
That's what I would want.
Save the day. That's what you want.
So I'm just trying to help you. That's what I'm being. I'm being your UNICEF.
I know a lot of young ladies who are promiscuous.
No, I'm talking about... No, what does that got to do with fixing a marriage?
See, we didn't bring this up.
I didn't
you
say
brought
I,
this up.
What does that have to do with fixing a marriage?
I didn't say fix the marriage. I said I'd fix you.
No, I don't need fixing.
You sure?
No, my marriage is fine.
I heard your wife yelling at you, too.
My wife yelled at me for a specific reason.
Right.
See, your wife is mad at you because you are, you're sleeping in separate bedrooms and not spending time together.
And she's
my wife seemed to be yelling at me for spending too much time with her.
You know, I don't know, Ray.
It seemed to be a totally different thing.
You know, I think you should look into it, Ray.
Oh, my marriage. Except
I know some nice 20 young, promiscuous
Thank
girls.
You.
20-some. I can hook you up, Ray.
No, I'm fine. I don't need hooked up. I'm fine.
You sure?
Yes, I'm positive.
I think you
my marriage is my marriage is doing great.
I think
probably.
I would think me getting involved with hot 20-somethings that you know, that would probably be the cause of a bad of troubles in the marriage.
No,
that would probably aid to its downfall. To
Absolutely.
Be honest.
No.
I would think that would be bad.
I think you're over examining the situation, right?
Well, I worry about you. That's it. I'm just
No, I'm good.
Keep it. By the way, Hillbilly Joe joining us on the show. Hi, Joe. You're on Chubby Ray Live.
I don't want any more love tips.
Welcome, Joe.
How are you doing?
I'm fantastic.
Joe's in a box at this present time.
Yes.
That's great. No, I'm not in a box this time.
You sound like it.
You sound like you're talking to us through a mattress. Is your face in a pillow?
It's gimp night for Joe. They've let him out of the basement.
You know, I wouldn't be talking, Gorilla, because it sounds like somebody's getting pissed off at you because you're eating too much of the macaroni and cheese. You know, all you got to do is smack her to mouth and tell her, shut up, you damn bitch. Okay, simple as that.
If she comes in here again to yell at you, Joe,
I don't think that she's yelling at him for eating too much macaroni and cheese.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. I don't think that one.
Uh-oh.
You want the headphones? You can yell at him all you want.
I'd love to have your wife come in and talk to Joe. Have your wife speak.
Yes. I'd like to hear that also.
They want to know if you want to call in and talk to Joe.
Yeah, go on in. Let her speak to Joe.
Oh, Joe's computer seems to have crashed.
Joe, do you want to... Did we lose Joe?
Yeah, this mattress must have fell on top of the computer.
All right, stop that.
Well, it's difficult to use Skype when you're chained to a mattress, right?
Did we lose Joe, or did he bail because he heard Gorilla's wife was getting ready to come out and yell at him?
He probably bailed.
I think his Pentium 1 crashed.
For those listening to the show the first time, I'm Ray.
Hold on one second.
Gully is from Liverpool, England.
I am.
And, of course, Vanilla Gorilla.
Hi, Ray. Hello, Raymond.
Is in Central Illinois, just like me.
And in a state of marital bliss.
And in a state of, well...
Absolutely, right.
I don't know. I'm concerned.
We only ask because we care.
I am shocked. I guess I am shocked by the amount of people that are married and sleep in separate bedrooms and or never have sex. That just, it weirds me out.
What? Wait. I didn't say I wasn't having sex. I just didn't have sex over the weekend.
I just find it very weird.
Slightly odd.
Yeah, it is. It's weird to me. Maybe it's because, I don't know.
See that?
Maybe
I got back up.
Maybe it's just because it's my own hang up. Because I know if I was in a marriage in separate bedrooms and not having sex, I'd leave. You know, I wouldn't be married.
So you're saying if your wife stopped having sex with you, you'd leave?
Yes. Yes, I would.
That's just wrong, right? That's even worse off than I am.
Why is that wrong? Why would that be wrong?
Because I'm over here so we can work on it, so we can get back together. Mm-mm. You're saying if your wife stops altogether, you're just going
to
leave.
Of course. That's a normal thing that married people do.
How long of a period of time before you, like, give her the boot, though?
2 days. There's obviously a reason why they would stop.
Well, say if it's red flag week, then you're in trouble.
No. You know what I'm saying. If for some reason she...
What is red flag week? What the hell is that?
I'd rather him not get... I know what he means, and I'd rather he not get into it.
Oh, Let's
brush it over there.
I apologize. It just came to me what it was. I'm sorry.
Really? It took you that long to figure out that's what he meant?
Well, I didn't understand.
Really?
I thought it was some stupid English thing. I didn't
really?
Know.
Oh, come on.
Could have said, like, if Aunt Flo's visiting or something.
No, that's even worse.
Listen, if your wife all of a sudden stops having sex with you, there's something wrong.
Why is there going to be something
because
wrong?
Because why would a person just stop doing that?
Well, what if it wasn't just her decision, right?
Well, then there's something wrong with the guy who decides it as well.
Why is that, right?
Listen, I'm telling you my own circumstance. You ask me, I answer the question.
I just want to know.
If
you're saying
my wife suddenly said, that's it, we're not having sex anymore, I would leave.
So you're saying if your wife didn't have sex with you, you'd leave her?
Yes.
Would you do me a favor when you leave her?
What?
Give her my number.
Why in the world would you want her? why would you want
out?
Any woman that couldn't have sex? What would be the use? I mean, well, you know what I mean, other than... No, I don't know. How would you even start a relationship if you couldn't do that?
Well, sex isn't everything, Ray.
it's a big when you've had it your entire relationship. If someone suddenly stops, then there's something wrong with it.
I'm just asking. This is all hypothetical, anyway.
Yes.
I'm just saying hypothetically. Should you leave your wife due to lack of sex?
I would never pass along your phone number.
Come on, Ray. We can be wiener cousins.
This is the mother of my child.
I understand that, but you don't want her to be happy? If she's not having sex with you?
No, but seriously, though, just like, would you want somebody else, like, it would be a cast-off, so, you know, would you like one of your friends cast off?
No. What I'm saying is if you're in a marriage, a perfectly normal relationship, all of a sudden somebody stops doing it, guy, girl, whoever, they just stop doing it, guess what? There's something going on in the relationship.
I'm just saying
that it either needs to be fixed, or it's either broken and it needs to be fixed, or it's broken and you need to get a new one.
I don't know.
Like a washing machine, then, in that case.
I think you've thought about this, Ray.
No. Simply asked the question, I answered it.
It's kind of like you're treating like, you know, your wife like, you know, a washing machine or a tumble dryer that breaks down. Let's get a new one.
No. And vice versa, and her too. I would think if suddenly I just lost all interest in it, lost all interest in sex, and I've had interest the entire relationship, that our marriage would be in trouble.
Yeah, it could just be a bout of ED, right?
No,
that's not it. Are you having problems with ED?
No, I've never had a problem
with Mr. Floppy?
ED.
What if it's Mr. Floppy and you don't know what it is?
No, there's
it could be psychological, right? If you're having problems, you should talk to your doctor.
There would be something wrong with the relationship.
I think you need to talk to your doctor.
Shut up.
There's pills for that.
Yeah.
If you're in a relationship and all of a sudden it happens, it means either the person's getting it from somewhere else, or they're so angry or disillusioned with you that they can't bring themselves to be excited. In which case, you've either got to figure out what the problem is and fix it, or make a decision that it's best to just move on.
Or get your wife a sexy nurse outfit.
Or trade it in for a new model.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's always that. Like I said, Ray, I know a bunch of 20-somethings I can hook you up with.
That's what I'm telling you. If all of a sudden in a marriage that's what's happening, then you got to figure it out. Either figure out what the problem is and fix it, or decide to move on. But for people to live in separate rooms and live a sexless marriage and act like brother and sister, it's just not normal.
We don't act like brother and sister. Right?
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about marriage in general.
Oh, gotcha.
Especially when they have children. It's just not... I don't know. It's just not right. It just wouldn't seem right. And I know of couples like this, you know. And I don't know. I just don't see. I don't know. It seems to me like you're not really teaching your children anything.
What are you teaching them about getting divorced if you're not having sex?
Well. If you're living in a separate room, or your children live in your house, and you're sleeping in a separate room, and you're not talking to the person you're married to, then how are you really showing them anything good about that? How are you showing them what a happy family is like?
I don't know. I don't have any kids.
No. I'm talking about in general. Wouldn't you want your children...
Where's Joe in this situation?
Wouldn't you want your children to be happy?
Yeah, where's Joe?
These people that stay together in loveless and sexless marriages that are completely unhappy are telling their children that it's okay to be unhappy. And I think that's wrong. I think it's the worst thing you can do to your child is tell them that it's okay to settle with being unhappy. And I just don't agree with that. And let me know what you think. Phone number is 217-883-4667. We'll gladly talk about it. If you are in a marriage that is broken, and both of you want out, but you're staying together for whatever reason, Are you really giving your children a good message?
Also, my opinion is you're not. Skype.
My opinion is you're not. We're also on Skype. Chubby Ray Lytle, Chubby Ray Lytle. I just don't think you're giving them a good message. Is it okay to tell your children that it's all right to settle with unhappiness to live up to some promise you made years ago, and then things changed?
I know I'm getting on tonight, but that's because my girlfriend's several hundred miles away.
But golly, wouldn't you think, listen, if you were married, you had kids,
mm-hmm.
and the marriage is broken, would you just sleep in separate rooms and never talk to your wife and, you know?
No, I'd make a point of being strong enough to, you know, go our separate ways and make sure the kids understood that that was the best thing for both of us because, you know, it wasn't working and it was just ended in more hurt and upset. So
I think it teaches your children to settle.
Well, my dad left my mum, and at the time it was horrible, but in the end it was for the best, and I understood that.
Because
I was an adult at the time anyway.
My parents told us they were getting divorced when I was 14. My brothers and I said, oh, thank God it's about time because you're miserable together. They fought. They argued. They didn't get along. It was horrible living in the house.
I could imagine.
It was terrible living in that house.
Well, it was like that for me. I wasn't really living there when they split up, but near the end, it was like my dad was always working, my mum was always upset, and they'd be fighting a lot. And me being a grown man, I would get in between them and just say, listen, you've got to do something about it. And
either end it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you being miserable? You're not really I just don't think you're teaching your children anything. I mean, I know for my daughter, I want her to strive for complete and utter happiness. I want her to be happy. I want her to not make some of the same stupid mistakes I made in life through arrogance and pride and things like that. But I want her to learn from the one good thing that I did two really good things in my life. There are things I've done in my life I'm not proud of. There are things that I've done in my adult life where I go, what was I thinking? There are things I've done in my professional life where I don't even understand why or how I did them. But there's two things that I did that I know 100% I was right on. And that was getting married to my wife and having my child. Those are the two best things I ever did. You know, you want the best for your kids.
Yeah, you want them to better what you've done.
You don't want to teach them it's okay to settle.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what you teach them when you're doing that. I just don't, you know.
I don't know about that, Ray.
I that's just how I feel. I'm just saying.
Someone can feel
free to change my mind.
But life is about settling, though. You settle for the things that you have until you can attain something better.
But at the same time, if it's just going to create more misery and upset,
exactly.
You have to draw the line somewhere.
No, I'm not talking about. I think if you're in a marriage, and you're unhappy, and your child is watching you in an unhappy marriage, then your child is going to grow up, and they are going to have trouble understanding what love is. I think they're going to have trouble finding their own perfect soulmate. This is how I feel.
Well, yeah, but
find someone that they sort of like, and they're going to go, well, I can live like that. My parents live like that. I can live like that.
You don't get second chances.
You don't.
You've got to go with it.
You want them. You do get second chances. I think that's wrong, Gully. People do get second chances. But wouldn't you like the first one to count, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, I don't mean like chances in love, because you can fall in love, but you know, when you meet that one, the special person, you want to get it right, you know. But if it's not working out, don't just stay together for the kids, because that's going to create worse in the long run.
I know one of the reasons why I waited to have a child was because my parents divorced.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, I got to be sure, got to be sure, got to be sure.
Well, I'm like 32.
That's why we waited. That's why we got everything out of our system, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, my brothers and sisters have had kids now, and I'm 32. I'm the oldest, and I still haven't had any yet.
Right. But when you have them, you want to make sure.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You don't want to have a child with somebody. None of us want to have a child with someone we're going to divorce. It happens all the time.
Yep.
If you disagree with me, call 217-883-4667 or Skype in. Just call us up on the Skype and tell me how I'm wrong here. I really think I don't see any way I'm wrong. I really don't. Now, if you're going to stay together and completely, because I know some people, like, their parents stay together and then they turn like 35 and their parents get divorced and they go, oh, my God. I can't believe my parents got divorced. Like, the parents hit it that long.
It's not good to hide stuff from the kids.
Every time I've seen it happen, the people, they feel like they lived a lie.
That part's an ED thing, right?
Is that an ED thing? Is that an ED thing?
Yes, it is. You know that it is.
I don't think ED is much of an issue anymore because they have pills to fix ED.
Well, not everybody can take the pills, right?
Why can't they take the pills?
Heart problems.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, really? There was a guy.
I don't have any ED issues. What is it?
A guy took 9 Viagra and died.
Well, I don't think you're supposed to take 9.
Well, he 9's a little excessive.
He didn't take 9 on purpose. He took 3, and then his wife slipped him 3, and then his girlfriend on the side slipped him 3.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Why are they slipping him Viagra?
Okay, it's a good time.
When did this happen?
I don't know. I saw it on something.
This is what a ridiculous story. Yeah.
Thousand Ways to Die?
I'm sure he's still up there now, I imagine. 9 in a row.
I've never needed ED pills, so I don't, you know.
You've never needed them, but haven't.
No.
No.
I'd like to one of these days.
Try it.
Have you used them when you don't need them?
No.
Oh. You know, Jimmy used to take them.
And he didn't need them.
No, he didn't, but he took them to sustain longer erections.
I'm not really... I really don't have a problem with that department, right?
No, I'm just saying that he took them to where he could act like he was 18 again. Once he goes down,
it will
get right back
up. Its benefits.
Yeah. I've never had the problem. If I did need the tablets, I think I would use the regulated dosage. I don't think I'd be, you know, I just don't think I'd be taking multiple ones. Smoothie is saying Gorilla's the only one making sense right now. Oh, that's ridiculous.
That's right.
Gorilla never makes sense. Call in, Smoothie.
Yeah, we dare you. Come on. Bring it
Meanwhile, Dozer83 in the chat room says Gorilla has nothing to say worth a damn.
Oh, that's not true. Yeah,
that's I'm just reading what's in the chat room. You can read it as well.
I read it. I read it right.
You've got to. I think it's different for me.
Tiffer in the chat room says children know when it's crappy between their parents. You're right.
Yeah, it's easy to spot. Mm. To hide it is just silliness. It only makes your kids feel guilty, and you don't want the kids living with the guilt of your relationship failing, because they'll only blame themselves, and that's not good.
Yeah, they say you're telling your kids that commitment means something when you stay together. No, you're telling your kids that commitment. You should teach your children that commitment leads to good things. You're basically telling them that living up to a commitment leads to bad things, leads to misery. That's not a good message.
That's not what they're saying.
That's not a good message.
It's not what they're saying. They're saying that there are some things more important than being selfish about your wife not having sex with you.
No. It's more, I'm not just talking about that issue. I'm talking about marriages that are broken. And the couples want out, okay? They want out. Then the parents, you know, stay together for the children. They're not doing the kids any favors. I'm not talking about one parent being selfish and having an affair and the other one wants to stay. I'm talking about two parents that don't love each other anymore. A marriage that is broken. You know, and cannot be fixed. Staying together, simply for the children, you're not doing the children any favors.
No. You're living with
kids. Don't get me wrong. There's nothing more sad than a couple break. All right. Like, a couple's all happy, and the wife has an affair, okay? So, the wife has the affair, and then the husband is all upset, and then they get divorced, and the husband's telling their children about your mother ruined this family. I'm not talking about that. That's horribly sad. I'm talking about a couple who no longer want to be together. Staying together just for the children is a bad idea. DC in the chat room says, I saw my parents argue every day until they got divorced, until I was 8 years old. I spent the next 8 years assuming people got married because they wanted someone to argue with.
That's what I was laughing about, Ray. I didn't want you to think I was laughing about you. That was funny.
He's right. He's absolutely correct. You're not helping. You're not doing your children any favors.
You don't want your relationship flaws between the two parents passing on to the kids. And guilt is a really heavy thing for a child
to
deal
with. For a child.
Really bad. You just don't want it.
And then the thing is that the child grows up. And they say, oh, my God, my parents were miserable. And they stayed together being miserable because of me.
There's too much wrong with that.
You feel like crap. Then all of a sudden you're 30 years old. You're 20 or 30 years old, and you feel miserable for doing that.
That's not true. You know what that means to some people? It means that the parents cared enough about them that they stayed together. Mm-mm. Absolutely.
I disagree.
No, I do disagree with you there as well.
And the other thing is, like, when one parent decides to leave and the other one wants to be together, then you got to put up with either then you got to put up with one parent talking about what a son of a bitch the other one was.
Yeah, I have to put up with that. I really don't like that. Don't enjoy that at all. I actually tell my mum or my dad to shut up when they start. Listen, just shut up. I don't want to know.
The bottom line is this, and the most adjusted children are children whose parents stay together.
That's right.
But together in a loving relationship. Children of divorce are screwed up. They always have been. They always will. I'm a child of divorce. I'm screwed up.
Present.
I was an adult, so I had a fairly good upbringing,
you know,
I'll be honest.
You get screwed up, but what's the way to screw them up the least? You're going to screw them up no matter what. Wouldn't you like to screw them up at least telling them, hey, this is, it's very important that you try to find a way to be happy in your life than it is to say, well, just settle and, you know. Just settle. Because who wants to teach their children to just settle?
No, you don't want the sins repeated in the kids. Yeah. That's the bottom line. You don't want that to happen. And if you don't tell them the truth and be straight with them, and be straight to yourselves as well as the kids, then this is going to happen over and over again. It'll be a vicious circle. Because they'll end up doing the same thing because they think it's the right thing. And it'll keep going on.
Well, they think, I mean, I'm just... I just think that we need to We need to take the considerations of others under our consideration when making decisions. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know.
I don't think we do that. I don't think we do as a society. I don't think we do that.
It's the ripple effect. It's like dropping a stone into a pond.
Yeah,
and the ripples move outwards.
You see it all the time. Listen, some people choose to have children with people who are pieces of garbage. Some people accidentally have children with people who are pieces of garbage. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And that just happens. But I'm talking about couples who have a child, and they're in a loveless marriage, and they're teaching their children that it's okay to settle for a marriage that is less than. I just think it's wrong. I think it's wrong.
So
that's what I mean when you asked if my marriage was broken, would I stay? No. I would get out. I would also try to get custody of my child as well. I'm not. Our problem would be the custody battle. That would be the big thing.
You know, DJ won that one, Ray.
Why would you? Wait, but why would you automatically assume that she'd win?
Because she's the woman, Ray.
Oh, so?
It usually goes to the woman, Ray.
That's offensive to me that you think I couldn't get custody.
Tie goes to the woman.
Is the law over there similar to here? Because 90% of the time, the woman's unfit, they will rule towards the woman in the relationship.
99%. You're right. 99.9% of judges. 99.9% of judges in the state of Illinois, they go in for the custody hearings and they say, okay, we have a divorce hearing. Which one's the woman? You? Okay. You get custody. Next case.
Tie goes to the woman, right?
That's what they do. You're right. Yep. By the way, DC says, great, now everybody's depressed. Please change the topics. Gully, talk about the genus.
No.
He's too depressed to talk about it.
If you don't know
I'm depressed enough that my girlfriend left today. Now I just want to throw myself out my window.
If you don't know what the genus is what we got. Chaz Bono. That's what we refer to Chaz Bono's organ as, his whatever he's got going on down there.
The appendage.
Is the genus. The Chaz penis. The genus.
Lovingly called the genus.
So, Mikey from the Old Morning Disaster Show is down in New Orleans.
Doesn't he go every year?
Yes. And he's there this year. And he's supposed to call in.
He's not going to do it, right?
I don't know. He's supposed to call in if he's not too drunk.
He's already drunk. He's already seeing girls' boobies. He's not calling.
It's beneficial, though.
I'm just saying, he's supposed to call in. Supposed to call in. Maybe we'll hear from him, or we'll hear from you if you're out there listening. And you'd like to call in, the number's easy, 217-883-4667. More with the show in just a second. Today's show is brought to you by the Blue Grouch. For cold drinks, good times, and live music on the weekends, you can't beat the Blue Grouch Pub. The Blue Grouch Pub, 510 West Maple in Springfield. You can't miss it. It's the only bar that has a Blue Grouch on it. Stop by. See Oscar, Smurf, Anna, the whole gang. It's the Blue Grouch Pub, 510 West Maple in Springfield. Yeah. All right, we're back. For those just tuning in, welcome to the program. If you've been with us for a while, welcome back to the program. It's Chubby Ray Live. I'm Ray Lytle. Today's show brought to you by the Blue Grouch on West Maple.
The Blue Grouch, thank you for bringing us the show.
Super.
Tuesday Newsday to begin in a minute. I hope you have plenty of news, Gorilla.
Uh-oh.
Sounds very ominous.
It is the Winter Olympics, day number one of the Winter Olympics. Day number three of the Winter Olympics?
I watched some of the snowboarding earlier. That was about
four. Something like that?
Does anybody really care? That's the main thing.
Not really.
These are the white people Olympics. This is the least. These are the least diverse of the Olympics. No, I'm serious. This is like a Larry the Cable Guy concert. There is no black people.
Larry the Cable Guy doesn't do concerts, right?
There is no black people at these Olympics.
So it's no cool woman.
There's no Hispanic people. There's white people and a handful of Asians.
Wow.
And that's it.
On a side note, I actually did watch the video of the guy dying. That was gruesome.
They don't. I mean, I was watching the Olympics. There's not even anybody of any diversity in the crowd. Well, I mean, I guess I shouldn't say diverse because there's a lot of gays. So I guess I could say it's diverse, but it's not very dark. I'll tell you that.
Well, there's uproar over the Winter Olympics over here because the BBC has sent out more TV staff, which is, if you know, the BBC is funded by a tax called the TV license in this country. And there's been uproar because there's more people they sent over to cover the Olympics than there is British competitors, which is a little bit annoying.
Well, you guys,
they spend our tax money just to waste it on stuff like that.
Who do you guys root for? Don't you root for the Canadians?
Well, we're not going to win anything. It's not like, you know, we've got that much snow. We've got an Olympic, Winter Olympic team, but there's about, like, 30 people in it. Mm. So we're not going to win anything.
You don't even have a hockey team or anything like that?
Oh, no, don't be silly.
I don't know these things. Why would I, you know? You live in a huge country. How do you not have a hockey team?
Well, it's just not something we've embraced, to be honest.
That's why they're communists, right?
I don't understand.
Thank you, Gorilla.
So what do commie like?
No, we have soccer, as you American types call it.
Yeah.
And Everton won tonight. Very nice. Very pleased with that.
Is this Olympics going to be known for anything other than the Olympics where the guy died?
Nope.
What was the big story in the last Olympics, Ray? Exactly.
Apollo, Anton Ono winning 5 medals.
Who and what did he win them in?
And speed skating. And that Sasha Cohen or whatever her name is winning the medal in figure skating. That was the big one 4 years ago. I actually remember 4 years ago those being the big stories.
Wow.
I'm just saying, is this going to be the Olympics that is only known for the guy dying?
I think somebody should die at every Olympics. Talk somebody into the fire!
Yeah, when they light the torch, just throw a sacrifice in every time.
I think it should be a little person each time. They're easy to carry.
Don't
and midget throw. Hurling. Midget hurling should be an Olympic sport.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
What?
Don't you think that there should be a story other than the guy dying?
You know what my problem with the Olympics, Ray, is?
What is your problem?
My problem with the Olympics is that baseball is not an Olympic sport. However, power walking is.
Well, in the summer, but this is Winter Olympics.
It doesn't matter. Like, they're going to allow this kind of crap to happen. Baseball is a sport. Power walking is a weight loss routine.
It looks like you constipated the power walkers, though, don't they?
Yeah, they all look like they got to go. You know, they got to really go. You're in the mall. And you really got to go.
And when does it become running?
Actually, what it is that you must always have a foot on the ground.
That's the definition of power walking.
Yes.
It's bizarre. It looks really bizarre.
I don't know.
If they had some Elax, maybe they would walk normally.
I'm just wondering if... Is there any story out there that is going to become what these Olympics are going to be about? Or is it all going to be... is it all going to be the one where the guy died?
Nobody cares.
Probably.
So the fact that nobody cares is going to end up being the Olympics where the guy died then.
Yeah, I won't even remember that in a couple weeks.
Well, because, I mean, think about it. You know, there was the Dorothy Hamill Olympics.
Who?
Dorothy Hamill. If you're over the age of 35, you know who Dorothy Hamill was.
I'm not over the age of 35. That's why
I'm just saying that people know who Dorothy Hamill is.
Yes, if you're an old fogey.
There was the Dorothy Hamill Olympics.
Is that Luke Hamill's mom from Star Wars?
Ooh.
No, it's Mark Hamill.
No, but I'm saying, is that his mom?
No, of course not.
Well, I don't know who she is.
Mom, what's wrong with you?
Use the force.
That was good.
Why would you feel the need to ask that?
I don't know who she is, so, you know.
Is that Darth Vader's wife?
Yeah.
There are different. There was the Olympics where the United States hockey won the gold.
What year was that?
1980.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I was three.
In 1980, it was the Miracle on Ice. They made movies about it.
Who watches a movie about the Olympics?
A bunch of people. It was a huge movie.
Except for maybe Cool Runnings. That was fun.
It was a huge movie. It was a huge movie.
Well, that's the only one I've ever watched, this Cool Runnings, so I've never heard of that one.
What is wrong with you? Are you that young? You serious? You
I just don't give a crap about the... I almost said it. I don't give a crap about the Olympics.
Me neither.
Who cares? There's no money involved. Who cares? Why isn't football an Olympic sport?
Because we're the only ones that play it.
No, Canadians play it.
They play a different version of it.
It's similar. They play it over in England,
too. They play it only three downs.
No, but it's a very small here.
You want to know the biggest problem with football?
What's that?
Is that it's the same name as what we call soccer in Europe.
That's not a problem.
It is a problem for the people in Europe.
We'll get the Europeans to change.
No, we're not changing.
Oh, it's you're football. Changing. We'll pull your credit rating, buddy. You're
I'm just
changing.
Saying, if we would have called American football something different, it would have taken off more.
To be honest, it's not you who can pull our credit rating. China can pull the rug under both of our feet, so it's stay in football. Thank you.
I got something for the Chinese, too.
I'm sure you have.
Thank you, Gorilla. I'm sure the Chinese will be happy to receive that.
I'll send it in the mail, special delivery.
I'm just asking a question, so you vote no. Will this Olympics be known for anything other?
Who cares?
Than the death of that Olympic loser. When I first saw that, I thought wrestler Lex Luger died. I said, oh, my God, Lex Lex Luger died. Oh, it's horrible.
He's actually reformed, Ray.
He's halfway there.
Oh, my God, I felt horrible.
No. He reformed. Didn't you even hear about this?
Yeah, he somehow found God.
Oh, is he still alive now?
Yeah, he's still alive. He got out of prison.
Yeah, he found God and cleaned up.
He found God, cleaned up, yeah.
No, I heard he had a stroke.
After Miss Elizabeth died, man.
He had a stroke recently, though, so he's... a bit messed up, I've heard.
I know. They all eventually have strokes.
It's all steroids.
Look at Bret Hart. You see Bret Hart in there trying to work with left side of his body not working properly.
Or they fall 30 feet from the rafters. Oof.
It's got a hurt.
All right, let's get into the news. It's Tuesday. Tuesday News Day. We always do the news with the one and only Gorilla. What theme do you want, Gorilla?
You know the theme I like, Ray.
All right, ready? Ready? All right, ready?
Okay,
we are rolling.
All right, let's go. 1, 2, 3.
It is time for Tuesday Newsday. Here's Gorilla.
Hello, Raymond.
Hello, Gorilla.
Our first story today comes straight to us out of England.
Oh, Gullyland.
Yes, actually, as a matter of fact, his town is mentioned.
Oh,
Liverpool.
God.
British Please church happen. Leaders are encouraging people to give up their iPods for Lent instead of more traditional vices such as chocolate to help save the planet, Ray.
How is giving up your iPod going to save the planet?
Well, let me get to it. The Bishop of London, Richard Chartis, and the Bishop of Liverpool, James Jones, are among those calling for a carbon fast for Lent. As well as spending the day without most technology, such as mobile phones or iPods, the 46 suggestions also include eating by candlelight, cutting meat and vegetables thinner so they can cook faster, and flushing toilets less often. Remember, Ray, if it's yellow, let it bellow.
Yeah.
Brown, flush it down.
So basically, I let the toilet mellow. I don't always flush it.
So basically, we have to go back to the Stone Age because God says so.
Pretty much.
No. In that case, no, God. I will not.
What are you doing, Gully? Don't you think that global warming is going to affect our planet in a hazardous and... Didn't you see the day after tomorrow?
Yes, and
That's
it was
gonna
awful.
Happen.
It was awful.
It's all gonna be Gully's fault because he uses iPod.
Yep, I think I'll buy another one.
All right, global warming does exist, but it's not the regular people that need to stop polluting. Okay, it's not our fault. You know, every single person can stop doing stuff. It won't make a difference as long as factories in Asia are pumping this into the sky.
I think it's England, right?
As long as we continue to not find a new way to power our motorized vehicles, we're not going to stop it.
Nope. They'll always take up the slack as well because they're a developing country and they will use industry to get them where we are. So... no matter what we do, they're always going to take up the slack.
We don't even take into consideration the amount of people that, when we first did this world is flat economics, you know, global economics, when big United States companies started saying, oh, crap, we could sell our stuffs, and if we could raise up wages for people in China and India, these are two of the biggest markets in the world. We could sell all our goods there. We could make a fortune. Well, how are we going to raise up their wages? Oh, I don't know. Let's hire them.
It's a good idea, right?
That's what they started doing. They said, oh, this will be great. They'll be buying all our products. What they didn't take under consideration was, A, how many American jobs would go away. B, how they don't have things like regulated carbon output there. C, how many new people could now afford cars that will be driving, that will be taking precious oil that there isn't a lot of in the ground, and how much of it will be emitting carbon into the sky. Global economics has sped up the deterioration of the ozone and the deterioration of the polar caps and the global warming, all the bad things of global warming. It has sped it up, in my opinion, by 100 years.
Well, cash is king. It doesn't matter if I put plastics into a separate bag every week, because there's thousands and millions of people throwing stuff in the street. Pollution is rife in third world countries, and we cannot stop that.
Yes, and people say, well, it starts with one person. No, it doesn't. Listen, I don't flush my toilet as much. The only thing it helps is it saves me a little bit of money.
You haven't seen that commercial with Goose in it?
What commercial is this?
Not your brother Goose, the guy who played Goose in Top Gun.
Anthony Edwards.
There you go, that's the guy. He's like, nobody thinks they can do anything. It's like a drop in the bucket, but every drop counts.
Yeah.
Every life counts.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does, right?
There are literally thousands.
And it's true.
There are thousands of people in Asia that are doing it for the first time today. So you stopping really.
You know what? If Drew thinks I'm back from the dead, you tell me about global warming.
In the grand
scheme
of things, it really doesn't mean much.
If Goose can come back from the dead and tell me about global warming, it's true. Don't you deny my reality.
I am not going to drop my iPhone for the sake of hugging a tree. I will not and cannot.
Yep.
I think you should drop your iPhone in the toilet. Let it mellow for a while.
And let me tell you something. If you got a choice of listening to an actual radio that is plugged into the wall and running on electricity or listening to an iPhone that runs on battery, you're actually doing better for the for the globe by using the battery.
Yeah, and plus you've got one device that does the job of several devices, so you are saving electricity.
Yeah, you're kind
of
saving I don't think you're doing that bad, by the way. I think you're actually doing pretty good.
iPhones will save the world, so this is all wrong.
What will save the world is releasing technology that allows vehicles to drive without oil. That's what'll, and they don't want to do that. They don't want to do that. God forbid we find out there isn't as much oil in the Middle East as they say. God forbid they ever find that out. And you do kind of get the feeling that the Saudis are lying when they say, oh, we've got 70 years worth of oil left. You kind of look at them and you go, yeah, did you take under consideration how many people in China and India are driving now that weren't driving, say, 3 years ago? Millions of people. Have they stopped to think about that?
Nope.
Scary stuff.
You know what's going to save the planet? If Apple and Steve Jobs invent an iCar, and then everyone will buy one blindly, and then that's it, planet saved. We are all sheep, right?
You kind of get the feeling like they know global warming's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Like big corporate America knows it's coming, and they just don't care.
Al Gore's talking about this years ago, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's like they don't care. It's like they go, you know what? Screw it, we'll move to the Midwest.
That's right. Well, they'll move over to China.
It's almost like, well, no, China, are you kidding? China's going to be a mess. Parts of China will be gone.
I don't want to go there.
Have you ever looked at the doomsday scenarios for global warming?
Do you actually believe those, Ray?
Yeah, I do believe that global warming is having an effect on our world. I do. I know that it is a fact. The little weird things like methane underneath the polar caps cannot, really should not be released into our ozone layer. And as they continue to melt, I think it's a bad thing. But if you look at the doomsday scenarios, the ozone, the atmosphere deteriorates, causing the Earth to heat up. As the Earth heats up, more of the glaciers and stuff dry up. More of the world's clean water supplies dry up. The coastlines disappear. Florida eventually goes away. California goes away. Like, the whole West Coast goes away.
Let's be honest, Ray. We can do without Florida and California.
This is what I'm talking about, though, Gorilla. I honestly think that there are people that say, you know what? Yeah, we can live without them. I think that there are people out there that go, yeah, we know it's true. 100. We've seen the science. We know it's true. We know that within 100 years, we're going to be screwed, but that's all right. We'll just move to the Midwest. And I also think there are people that go, you know what? This planet's got too many people on it, as it is.
That's right.
I mean, I honestly feel that they know it's real, and they don't care.
Apparently, East Anglia, if I could say it properly, the backside of the UK will actually disappear. That's no big loss, but I'm afraid Karen will have to move because London will flood, apparently.
She'll already be dead by the time it comes around, Gully.
Oh, she'd be moved by then.
She'll be dead, Gully.
That's all because of my iPod.
In the doomsday scenarios, I think that they go, yeah, so what? We'll figure it out.
Well, there's always an acceptable loss. Governments do take that into consideration.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, I think they're looking at, you know, I'll tell you, I wouldn't be building all these factories in India because, scenarios, those are going to be some of the first ones that go under. Which, maybe that's not that bad. Maybe we'll actually get some jobs back in America.
One second, I'd like to apologize to Gully's girlfriend. I do not wish her dead. I'm just saying by the time anything happens, if she's still alive, she'll be 170 years old. And I don't see her lasting that long.
I wasn't going to say anything, but thanks for that. You've just saved me a bit of a, you know, tongue lashing, as it were.
I look at it as the same way. I look at it as the same way that Bill O'Reilly looks at religion.
Okay.
Bill O'Reilly, one of Gorilla's idols. I read a quote, and I think it was in one of his books. I read a quote from him on religion because they asked him about his Catholicism.
Okay.
And he said, he goes, I don't know if God exists. I'd like to think he does. He said, and when you look at what the Bible tells you to do, and you realize the rules that the church has set, you say to yourself, if God does exist, it doesn't seem like a lot of sacrifice to go through to ensure that if heaven does exist, I get into heaven. If heaven doesn't exist, I won't find out until too late anyway. It won't make a difference. So why not believe in it? Go through what I'm supposed to go through so I can end up in heaven. That's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't exist, then fine. Which, by the way, coming from Bill O'Reilly, I thought that's sort of a rational explanation as to it. Now,
So what you're saying here is that if you believe in global warming, you'll go to heaven.
No. What I'm saying is, why not have the same belief in global warming? If it isn't true, what are we going to lose?
Oh, I'll tell you what.
But if it is true, then we're saving the world.
My opinion on this is really the heads of the churches in Liverpool and London should stick to Jesus things and keep out of science. I think that there is enough arguments on either side to prove or disprove global warming. My opinion is it's a natural occurring phenomenon that the world will heat up, and you know it's just evolution of the planet. It's happened in the past and it will happen again.
Yeah, well, we don't want to speed it up.
Well, my question here is this. Very simply, or my statement, I suppose, that if I believed that they cared, the people that are spouting about global warming, this, that, and the other, if I believed that they cared about it, perhaps I might give them the time of day. When they're using it as an excuse for their ends, for whatever it is. They'll try and scare you into whatever it is.
I got to tell you guys, listen, bottom line, people who are a lot smarter than us,
are hacking into their email
are
and
scared,
spreading it around the internet.
No, are scared to death of this, okay? Guys have gone to school dozens of years. Some of the most intelligent minds on the planet are scared to death of this. I don't pretend to know what is and isn't true about it. But I do know that guys a lot smarter than me are worried about it. And then I see the people that are saying it isn't true. And I see every single one of those has a vested interest. I see the CEO of Exxon saying, global warming's bullshit. Well, you know what? I can see why you would say that. I see scientists who you find out are on the payroll of corporate America who doesn't want to have the emissions are saying global warming isn't true. I just, that's the kind of stuff that leads me to believe that this is way above my pay grade, and I would like to take the word of these guys that are throwing facts out there. They're not just pulling it out of their ass. They are showing increases in these levels of things that have started since the industrial age. And you could say all you want, well, you know, this has happened, it's cyclical, it happens in the world. You know what? I don't think it has happened before, not the level of what they're talking about.
I actually disagree, right? Because my opinion is that, have you noticed, since the whole global warming thing comes up, how many new taxes to tax certain cars, certain televisions you can't use anymore,
Gully,
because it's
Gully,
a high use of electricity?
Gully,
I don't believe it.
Gully, are we making more oil? Is the world somehow producing more oil every day?
Well, no, it's producing less.
Is it producing
less,
more
fact.
Oil? How much does it cost for a gallon of gasoline? Petro, as you call it, or a liter, whatever the hell you guys pay in England.
It's a lot more expensive than most places
okay.
in the world here.
Right. It's so expensive that people can't afford to live and still fill up their cars with gasoline.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Even if you don't believe in global warming, we have to move away from oil because it's being used up.
It's a declining resource. I agree with
yes,
that.
Yes, we have to move. As long as companies like Exxon are funding things that tell people we don't need to create a new technology, it's not good. It's bad. We need to create a new technology. Listen, if we had a way to drive vehicles without gasoline, it's going to help with global warming. It's going to help with the safety. It's going to help with the economy. It's going to help everything.
They have cars that run on other
fuels. The single greatest invention in the history of mankind will be a vehicle that runs on a renewable energy that is cost effective.
I believe I've read a lot about this. I believe the next step forward will be hydrogen because it is the most naturally occurring thing in the whole of the planet. You know, so
and it
it's
has
to be hydrogen,
and it has to be cost effective. Because the sad thing right now is the poor people can't afford the price of gasoline,
mm-hmm.
but the hybrids cost so much money that only people with money can buy them. So the people who already have money are the ones that are saving money on gasoline. It's such a flawed system. And they talk about safety. They talk about safety. And eventually when we run out of gas, it'd be like Al-Qaeda field day.
Mm-hmm. Well,
when they realize one bomb can take out everybody because they're all riding to work in the same thing, I mean, we're not really safe.
Well, they are working on hydrogen now. It's not viable to, you know, extract it. It's really difficult, but there is, you know, very clever people, like you said, working on ways to make it more efficient.
But I know,
and once they start onto that,
people are smarter than us.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, guys, I'm saying, I'm not talking about Al Gore.
Because
I'll be honest, I don't know that Al Gore is that much smarter than me. But,
hey, he invented the internet, Scott.
Yeah,
pleasant.
But I'm telling you, there are guys who are professors. Who are much smarter than me, much smarter than you. Minds that are some of the most intelligent minds that have ever set foot on this planet. And they believe in global warming.
Mm-hmm.
And that scares the hell out of me.
It's fear that keeps us in the control
but,
of governments.
Okay, it doesn't matter. It scares the hell out of me. They're not... What makes you think they're just making it up? And if you believe they're making it up, what makes you believe the guys that say there isn't global warming aren't making it up? You can't pick and choose who to believe in these things.
Because I walked outside today, Ray, and I froze the moment I walked outside.
If you look at what global warming does, that's part of it. Colder winters, warmer summers. Global warming doesn't mean we're going to have summer year-round. My God, if that was it, are you kidding? I'd pray for global warming. I would pray for global warming.
But a lot of the politicians don't have a grasp of the actual...
And Yellowberry says, and these smart professors are getting paid for their opinions. Who's paying for that? Who's benefiting by this?
They are.
No.
Because if there isn't global warming, then nobody's going to pay them to do it.
No, listen. Corporate America, the people with all the money, all right? The people with all the money. Corporate America. They don't want global warming to be real. They have the money. There's a handful of people that are investing in clean technology. By the way, the biggest investors of clean technology are existing energy companies.
T. Boone Pickens.
The amount, well, yeah, T. Boone's, he's invested a lot of natural gas and things like that. But seriously, if you look at some of the big, if you look at some of the big oil producers, Exxon, the amount of money that they're putting into investigation of reusable BP.
Yeah, millions and millions and millions.
They're putting in millions of dollars. Not enough, by the way. They should be putting in billions. But they're putting in money trying to find ways to create renewable energy sources.
Well, they're just hedging the bets, and that's a wise thing to do.
Even if you don't believe in global warming, you have to believe we're almost out of oil.
Well, Gully, yeah, definitely.
Gully, there's a movie I want you to watch. It's called Burn Up. If you get a chance to watch it, it was actually produced... it was on the BBC.
And I shall look it up.
2008. It's called Burn Up. If you get a chance, watch it.
Yes, it's very good.
It's political drama fiction,
mm-hmm.
But there's a couple points in there that are kind of scary.
Fair enough.
And it's very well done. If anybody sees the movie's called Burn Up, you get a chance to watch. All right, let's do one more story, Gorilla.
Man, I had so many stories picked out, I'm not sure where to go.
Blame Gully.
Blame you.
We'll do two more stories. Just a second, the last one is Gorilla.
Out of Tampa, Florida, Ray, a 73-year-old Florida man who was arrested for robbing three banks and taking $600 in each heist said he needed the money to pay his home mortgage.
Wow.
James Bruce of Tampa was arrested Thursday admitting he robbed banks, but he said he planned to pay the money back.
How is he going to pay the money back?
I don't know. But he went to all three banks, handed a note to the teller, which said he was carrying on a robbery and demanded six $100 bills.
All he wanted was $600?
Yeah, $600 for three heists.
So how long will he get for that?
It's 20 to life for each bank robber.
Wow, it's a federal offense.
Yep.
That's not worth it.
And what, did he just expect to walk in with the money and go, here you go, here's the money back?
Yeah, probably.
I tell you, it shows how desperate people are.
Yeah, that's seriously desperate. Verging on insanity, I would imagine.
Yep.
I'm sure you'll get away with it because, you know, that's not common sense. I was going to pay the money back, and the fact he only took so little, you know, I'm sure that would be taken into consideration, well, that he might be slightly cuckoo.
I think it's, I don't know if he's cuckoo, but I think it definitely shows the length that people will go to these days and just how bad the situation is.
Yeah, definitely. It's sad, really. It really is. The world has gone to pieces, and the banks are all fine now. They got bailed out. They'll be back to making money soon, but everybody else are...
We're going to hell in a handbasket. We really are.
The banks are still there spending the money.
Listen, it scares the hell out of me. Some of the people that are causing the biggest problems, the banks, the healthcare industry, they make money, then they just pay for lobbyists to have these corrupt politicians vote in their favor to get what they want, and they screw everybody else.
It's all about
cash. Have we thought about just how ridiculous it is? In 2008, we had a economic crisis, a global economic crisis that was caused by these people's greed. And what did we do? Taxpayer money to bail them out. And then to turn around and do it again in 2009. You got to be kidding me. And now they're trying to put restrictions on them, and nobody wants to vote for the restrictions. And yet, People aren't behind it because they think it's some kind of political thing.
Well, what they're doing over here, all the bankers in London, they're actually annoyed that there'll be a 50% tax on their earnings. So they're all moving to countries which don't have it. So no matter what we do, we can't get them. We can't get them, so
they control, they control the world. They control the world.
It annoys me. It really does.
All right. Let's do another story. One less depressing, I hope.
I have a question.
Yes.
Ever run late for work, Ray?
I have been late to work, sure, yeah.
What was the best excuse you ever gave for being late to work?
Actual excuse or lie?
Lie.
You know, I usually didn't lie. I usually just said, I was too lazy. I hit the snooze. I was notorious for saying, I overslept. I hit the snooze too many times. I don't know. I was a pretty honest late person. What? I don't know. No, I mean, one time I got pulled over. It was an actual thing, though.
Well, a woman in Uniontown, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Her name was Courtney Roberts.
I think, by the way, I think if I would have lied, I would have gotten in a lot less trouble for being late. Instead of just being honest and going, because it did sound like me, I was saying the job wasn't important enough. I'd be like, I just hit snooze, slept in. Sorry. I think people considered that as, so the job's not important enough for you, huh? Well, maybe you should stop doing it.
No commitment from
maybe
you,
I
sir.
Should, maybe I should have lied.
Yep. Lying sometimes works, right?
Well, I did. I've heard plenty of ridiculous stories about it.
What's the most ridiculous story you've ever heard?
Oh, let's see. Sean Bullock claimed he hit a train. One person claimed they locked themselves out of their car while it was warming up.
I've actually done that one.
People with children, I got that one. All my child this, that, did, blah, blah, you know.
Well, Courtney Roberts out of Uniontown, Pennsylvania, was charged with making false reports to police after she allegedly made up a story about getting in a hit-and-run with a car on her way to work because she was running late and didn't want to get fired.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's silly.
She called 911?
Yeah, she called the cops. She reportedly told police the car hit her left leg just above the knee. However, the officer in charge became suspicious because the bruise that she had was inconsistent with injuries sustained when a person gets hit by a car.
Unbelievable.
Do you know what this reminds me of? The woman who called about not being able to get the food in McDonald's, was it?
You know what this reminds me of? You know what this reminds me of? The radio co-host who lied and said he was in the hospital when he wasn't.
Oh, yeah. What was his name again?
I can't remember.
I don't remember.
I heard he was Gimp.
Huh. I can't remember his name.
Lied, said he was in the hospital, and he wasn't, and then got angry because no one would believe him. Although, all he had to do was just step up and say, all right, I was lying, and it all would have been forgotten.
Oh, well.
He was playing some game or something, wasn't he?
Yes, I believe he was.
Gimp of Warcraft. There's a level 52 Gimp in World of Warcraft.
I got a feel-good story.
I don't even know what that means, but I think that's...
Sounds about right, though.
I think it's very derogatory. I'm not sure. I think it's derogatory. I don't know.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
What can you do?
All right. Gentlemen, sounds like a good episode of a Tuesday Newsday show.
Can I give you one more, Ray? I want everybody to leave on a good and positive
note. Okay, I would love to hear. Yeah, okay, well, you can do one more.
Last
story, ladies and gentlemen. Here's the girl.
Savannah, Georgia, Ray. Mm-hmm. Country Station 106.9 hosted William Marry Me wedding ceremonies for Brandon Davis and Melissa. Melissa and Brandon Davis, where they got remarried at the Bass Pro Shop on Valentine's Day.
Oh, for God. The Bass Pro Shop.
The Bass Pro Shop, Ray.
I wonder if she got to see his wedding tackle.
Unbelievable. Well, then he could just claim that it was the stink bait, not her, that was causing that offensive odor.
They got remarried in front of a huge bass tank.
Good Lord.
It's bizarre where people go get married now.
That's the country audience.
Yeehaw.
As contest winners, Melissa and Brandon received a wedding package that included wedding bands, wedding cake, a romantic dinner on the Savannah waterfront, and a honeymoon night at Savannah Hotel, and much, much more, Ray. A memory that will last a lifetime.
Well, maybe you and the wife could fix your broken marriage by, you know.
Going to the Bass Pro Shop in Savannah, Georgia?
Who knows?
Yeah.
And he sleeps with the fishes?
Yeah.
Might improve.
Maybe it's time you call the country station.
I want to get married by fishes.
I was wondering if I could get married inside of the Bass Pro Shop.
I want my wife to wear some maggots.
I just want to know why Gander Outdoor ain't selling no goddamn wedding dresses.
I want my dog to be a witness.
I mean, come on.
Are you kidding me? My dog wouldn't sit still.
Thank you, Gorilla.
Thank you, Raymond.
Very successful Tuesday News Day. I want to thank everybody for joining us today and hanging out with us, participating in the conversation. We always appreciate it. What can I say? I think there's something to this global warming stuff. I guess that makes me, as Yellow Fury says, a big flaming liberal. I guess I'm just a big flaming liberal. That's me. Oh, well. That's it. Talk to you guys tomorrow, 4:30 p.m. Central Time. Till then, have a fantastic, and I do mean fantastic, rest of the day. Bye-bye, everybody. Say it, gorilla.
Good night, chick.
Say it, Gully.
Toppy Bogle.